It's Mix 104.9. International Women's Day falls on Sunday. What a day to sit back and just chill. That's what I'm going to be doing for the day. And look, International Women's Day means something different to everybody. This week, we've been introducing you to some absolute trailblazers in the industry of hospitality in the Northern Territory. And I'm so excited to actually let everyone meet these wonderful people behind the scenes, because you don't always get to, you know, sit down and talk with them. And look, my next guest has... She is just doing amazing things in hospitality. So I'm so excited to have Annalise here with me. Where do I say you're from now? Because, like, you are doing so many different things. I think it's better that you say. It's Hanky Panky at the moment, right?
And Bar Kokomo, yes.
And Bar Kokomo. Yeah. Awesome. I'll just move that up there. Honestly, you have just... absolutely smashed through it over how many years now?
I started in hospitality in Darwin in 2009, so yes. I don't want to add all that up together. I was at 14, so I wasn't as an adult, but it's still a very long time in the NT hospitality scene.
You've been in, you know, many different parts of the hospitality. I mean, yep. You started when you were really young working for someone.
Yep, correct. Yeah,
and now you get to be the one that everyone gets to work with.
Yeah,
can you look first? Tell us a little bit about International Women's Day, because it means something different for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Like a day is not enough to really recognise all the wonderful women out there, but at least it's a day we can sort of come together and, I guess, listen and chat and collaborate a little bit more and sort of share our stories and share, I guess, what impact we're having on the industry.
Yeah.
Because it's probably not... we're not as loud about it as others, so it's nice to actually, like, have a day to spotlight that.
You're so right. Yeah. Like, we... I've got a radio show. I wish I could talk about it every single day, but I can't.
Yes.
But yes, it is a good chance for us to come together and recognise the change that has happened. And, you know, in that time that you've been with hospitality, have you seen change happen? Like, it is starting to move forward, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's slowly but surely. There's still a lot of work to be done. And that's on the eye of the guest, also the eye of managers and owners all over Australia. But it is heading in the right direction. So we just got to keep talking about it and get there.
There's so many wonderful women in hospitality throughout the Northern Territory. I've spoken to a few of them already. We have Beck out at Noonie, Rusha from All About Party Hire. And they're doing wonderful things as well. But tell us about your journey. Like right now, you know, really quickly, quick as you can.
As quick as I can, yeah.
Where have you come from and what are you doing now, for those who don't know about you?
So pre-jobs were more like Leonard's Butcher and Nightcliff, Subway and Casuarina. So I did the whole local thing, ref basketball down at DVA. I did all the Bunnings sausage sizzles. And so I did a whole bunch of that stuff quite young. And then at 14, my dad's workmates were opening a cafe at the waterfront. So I got a job there. That was the coffee club. Really enjoyed it. Was there part of the opening team. Got to see the whole waterfront become, like, from scratch to what it is now.
Yeah, you were there at the start.
Yeah, the very start. So that was great. Then in 2012, the same owners were opening a Mexican restaurant and I was doing my gap year. I was turning 18. They're like, do you want to come across during your gap year before uni to come and learn some sort of management at a restaurant? And I was like, oh, yeah, why not? It's a great gap year job. Ended up becoming venue manager at 19. So then worked a 30 year and just fell in love with it and hospitality. Yeah. And through those years, those same owners are now my business partners in the Hanky and Kokomo, and they've been amazing in support of the whole journey. Everyone in Darwin, the bartending crew that was here before me, and now the current one, all amazing and supportive. So I'm very lucky.
I love, like, that is just a tiny little snapshot.
Yeah, how's that gone?
I remember meeting you for the first time. You were one of the award winners with the NT Young Achiever Awards, because we're about to get into Youth Week and those awards again. And it was awesome to see how young you were at that time and doing all these things. Yeah. So I know there's a lot of people that were there at the same time. Do you have any words of wisdom for women who don't necessarily think they have all the support to get into an industry like this or to move forward in hospitality?
Yeah, there's a bit of, there's a lot of different branches because it depends on what the topic is.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you've got to have your community. I'm very lucky. My best friend's in business up here as well in hospitality. So she always supported me the whole way through.
People are there to push you.
Yeah, have your little community and that sort of thing. And then obviously my business partners the whole way. My parents, once they realized hospitality was a career, took a couple of years. Once they realized it was a career, they were super supportive and helped me through it. So I'm very lucky in that sort of crowd around me. And then there's sort of the other side where it's just like all not that serious when it comes to business. Like, it's, you've just got to have fun with it. It's like,
yeah.
You know, keep it a bit unserious with the harder bits. If not, it gets a bit overwhelming. But that's, I guess, what your community's for, to tell you, like, it's not that serious. Just have some fun with it. Great time.
And International Women's Day is about just, well, sharing your stories with other women and pushing for that change to happen. And you know what? Not just women, men as well. Just everybody, everyone being a part of the change.
Yes.
And hospitality, my goodness. Yeah, you have to, don't you?
Yeah, correct. Yes, there's still a fair bit of work to be done, but everyone's working towards the right direction, I hope, now. So,
well, thank you so much. This segment is also about celebrating just some awesome NT individuals, and you are one of those. So thank you for jumping on this
Thanks,
afternoon.
Thanks, Sarah. Appreciate it.
It has been super fun, and enjoy International Women's Day on Sunday.
You too, yeah.
I'll come and see you for a cocktail.
Awesome. Love it.